Was Jesus simply a human body with a God mind, or was he mind fully human? Or was his mind fully human as well?
Oh, man.
Over to you.
All I can do is, you know, the Bible's not that specific. All I can do is give you what I believe was the answer that the early church struggled with. And they basically said Jesus was two persons. He was fully God, fully man. He had the attributes of God. He had the attributes of man. Sometimes those, they never, in a sense, merged together. They were separate. And so sometimes you will find Jesus talking in terms of his humanity. He says, "No one knows the time of my return, not even the Son of Man, only the Father in heaven." And then Jesus will say, "I and my Father are one." Now that's mystery to me. I don't understand that, but that's as close as we can get. Sometimes Jesus, in a sense, limits his knowledge while he's on earth, as the point I just made. Other times, you know, he's communicating with the Father. There was perfect unity between him and the Father while he's on earth. And the incarnation is mystery in that respect, but he was, and what I said the church has come to is he's fully God, fully man, but you never mix those attributes. It wasn't like, you know, that, so Jesus never used his attributes, his supernatural powers, to do things only for himself, only for show or anything. It always served the purpose for which he had come, to verify that he was God. But you never see it. We have no record of Jesus. Like the Catholic Church had a tradition, it's called the pseudepigrapha, false gospels, where when Jesus was a boy, he made clay pigeons and then he zapped them and they flew away to show that he really had superpowers. That's false. Jesus never used his powers that way. He only used them when to verify the things he was saying as a human. That's the closest I can get. I can't tell you about what was in the brain.
Okay, the Jehovah Witness says Jesus is a God.
Yeah.
Based on no definite article in the Greek in verse 1. What do we say to them?
Most Jehovah Witnesses have the wrong translation. They have the New World Translation, which is basically their own translation of the New Testament. Again, it doesn't sit with centuries and centuries of what we call textual criticism, where people study the Bibles and they study the text and they say, this is really what we believe the text actually said, because we have all of this proof from these many documents. The New World Translation just has very little credibility in the academic world of those who study the text. The JWs and the Mormons fit in the category of being Aryan. They say Jesus ultimately was a created being. One of them says, I think the Mormons say that Jesus was a product of Adam and Mary. And the J-Dubs have a similar weird position of that. Jesus, again, is not the mystery of what we have in the Bible, fully God, fully man. But I had it in my notes when I was studying, but I didn't bring those with me, so I can't give you exactly what the J-Dubs believe, but it's something quite similar.